Stack, this is dictating on Shane Donaldson, C-H-E, Y-E-N-N-E, C as in cat, C-H-E, Y-E-N-N-E, N as in Nancy, Shane Donaldson, D-O-N-A-L-D-S-O-N, date of birth, 5-10-84, date of visit, 10-13-25. Please make a copy for Mikala Hughes, M-I-K-A-L-A, Mikala Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Mikala Hughes, APRN. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pneumonia. Next paragraph is endless. This is a 41-year-old female who has a past history of seizures and history of asthma, has been experiencing shortness of breath and wheezing, and has been hypoxic, and thus has been placed on oxygen via nasal cannula at 2 liters since the past year and a half. The patient was treated for pneumonia earlier this year, but presently she has no significant cough or sputum production period. She had a CTA of the chest done. In January of 25, which showed patchy bilateral ground glass opacities and paraseptal emphysema. And no significant pulmonary emboli. The chest x-ray done in March of 25 showed no active infiltrates period. The patient does use an albuterol inhaler as needed. And is on anti-seizure meds as well as antidepressants. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of depression, history for PTSD. She has a history of polysubstance drug use. And has had history for pancreatitis and polycystic ovarian disease. She had a cholecystectomy in 2010, C-section in 2018, DNC. On more than 3 occasions, and surgery on her left knee. She has had multiple laparoscopies for endometriosis and has been treated for asthma as well as migraines. Has a history of seizures and pseudo seizures. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years and quit more than 2 years ago. She has a history of methamphetamine use and opiate use. No significant alcohol. Next, allergies to Tramadol and Tylenol, sinus. Next paragraph. Family history, non-contributory. Mother's and fair health. Age 61. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. She has snoring and possible apnea. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. And she also has heartburn, abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, constipation. She has anxiety with depression. She has hay fever, she has urinary frequency and flank pains, and she has headaches and seizures and memory loss, and no skin rash or itching. Next, med list included Seroquel 100 milligrams, 1.5 tabs daily in AM, and 400 milligrams such as hydroxyzine 25 milligrams BID. Buspar 30 milligrams BID. Keppra 750 milligrams, 2 tabs BID. And Prozac 20 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 plus BRN. Prazosin 1 milligrams, 2 capsules at HS, and Zyrtec 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, she also is on buprenorphine, naloxone, 8 milligram hyphen 2 milligrams, as directed, sub-Q. Next, paragraph. Physical exam, this very obese middle-aged female is alert, slightly anxious, but no acute distress. She's on oxygen, 2 liters. Blood pressure 138 by 80 pulses. 75 patients, 20 temps, 97.6. Weight is 210, saturation 96. HEND abnormalcystic pupils are reactive. Thing is moist. Nasal mucosa edematous throat was clear. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular S1-S2, no murmur, S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, minimal edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+ with no gross mold absence. There are mild joint deformities of the extremities. Neurologically, she moves all extremities well with 1+ reflexes. And there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea with the underlying COPD, number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is probable interstitial lung disease. Number 4 is rule out obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5, seizure disorder. Number 6, history of pancreatitis. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest with contrast and a PFT with bronchodilator studies, CBC and a IgE level, and a polysomnographic study. So I'll continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a follow-up visit here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for McCullough Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. H-U-G-S-E-H. Thank you.